Hi, everyone. I'm James Spinelli, founder and CEO of Great Valley Advisor Group. GVA is a leading technology-driven, full-service, registered investment advisor. GVA partners with select independent financial advisors to provide customized technology, investment strategies, compliance, and back-office solutions. This podcast will provide answers to common questions that are asked by advisors throughout the transition process by interviewing experienced individuals who have benefited from their transition to independence. Welcome to the GVA Way.
Hi, and welcome to episode number 21 of the GVA Way. I'm James Spinelli, founder and CEO of Great Valley Advisor Group. And I have sitting with me here the founder and also CEO and wealth manager, Paul Jervy from Jervy Genesis Solutions. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to see you, bro.
It's good to see you, too. And we get to do this episode from the beautiful Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, right.
Which
that's the advisor conference.
That awesome. Who would have thought, right?
I mean, yeah, see
So, Paul, why don't you give a brief overview of yourself, the firm, location, how you got into the business, just a little bit to kind of get everybody up to speed on who Paul Jervy is and Jervy Genesis Solutions.
Got it. So, a little bit about me personally. First and foremost, I'm a Christian. You know, that's kind of how the name Genesis came about. All right. Married, been with my wife for 17 years, got three kids, 14, 11, and 6. From a professional standpoint, I got started in the business in 2007 as an insurance agent, working at New York Life. And, from there went to another firm called Securian, then went to Edward Jones and then found GVA and launched, Jervy Genesis Solutions in October 18th of 2018.
Yep. Yeah. We were just talking about that. I can't believe it's been 7 years at this point, but when you first launched, what was the name of the firm?
It was Genesis Wealth Management Solutions.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So I ran into an issue because there's apparently, I think it was a company that was either called Genesis Wealth Finances or something crazy when I tried to trademark it. And so my IP attorney said, yeah, you're going to have to come up with a different name. And my wife was the one that said, well, I always felt like your name should be a household name. So why don't you just put it on your business? So just call it Jervy Genesis Solutions. And I think I actually sent you a text and I was like, what do you think if I change the name to this? And you were like, bro, that's pretty good.
Really, really good. Yeah. And it's funny because the only reason I say that, and I remember you were starting off in growth mode, you were starting to grow. And then all of a sudden as a business owner, right? Yeah. Because as an independent business owner, you came to this crossroads where now you had to dedicate time to a marketing effort, right? Now you had to rededicate your time while still growing your business and going through those as a business owner. So with that transition, I'll just call it, right? Mm-hmm. Because you transitioned to GVA, then you had a name change.
Yeah.
Talk about how your business has evolved while being on the GVA, like even maybe before getting to GVA.
Yeah.
And really what you're focused on now as an organization.
Got it.
And how you're growing.
So my story is real interesting. So, at my previous firm, I guess it's okay to call names and stuff like that. So I was at Edward Jones and I was, I bled green, bro. I bled green.
Yep.
And, I felt that there were some things that I wanted to do that underneath their umbrella, I wasn't going to be able to do.
Sure.
So one of the things, writing a book and doing some other things that just ideas that I had that I wasn't able to do because it all had to go through their pipeline, right? So ended up starting the practice because of that. And I always like telling this story when I meet a new client as well. I know that you know where I'm going with this because when I left the practice, they ended up sending a letter to all of my clients that basically said, hey, Paul's leaving. He's going to Great Valley Advisor Group. Here's the number if you want to follow him. Give him a call. And so that had never been done for anybody. So I knew that it was a God move, and I was supposed to do that. So I had processes and procedures and things in place, but that was under that umbrella. So transitioning it to going independent was something I don't think that I was ready for.
Yeah.
Because you have this big monster behind you and now everything is pretty much on you. So we're at a new custodian. We've got new technology and all these different things. So it was a lot to really unpack and adjust. And so my business partner, my operations person, Michelle Turco, her and I really put this thing together, just kind of put our heads down and just went in. So the first thing was to get all the clients comfortable with the transition because we moved everybody in 3 months.
Yep.
So I think at that time the practice was doing maybe, you know, about $300,000 a year, maybe a little bit more, something like that. And so wanted to get everybody acclimated. And even during that, because I had went independent, clients were still referring people.
Yep.
So I'm growing during that period. And so we ended up having to figure out, okay, well, we need to get some processes and stuff in place. And so Michelle knows that I'm systematized. So I had to figure out, okay, well, we need a process to onboard people. We need a process for client reviews. We need a process to continue doing the servicing because I wanted to keep that reputation that I had at the previous company.
But you're buttoned up. You've got it down. Clients can trust it. And the other thing, and then we think about how you've built that out is, I remember when you came on board, you may have been the first advisor out of the gates using Charles Schwab.
Yeah.
Which was almost a new custodian to us as well.
Yeah.
A relationship there and one that you've obviously increased dramatically since being part of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about onboarding and transitioning, it was kind of a new world for both parties, right?
Yeah,
and so I remember working alongside you and you and Michelle did a fantastic job of getting it done within 90 days. I mean, that you know, from a brand new custodial relationship, complete repapering, right?
Yeah.
And the clients fully understanding, here's the benefits, right? Here's the opportunity that we have here. This is why I'm doing it. This is who I am. This is what I believe in. I think that value prop and that communication to them was probably very important, right?
Yeah. And also communicating the relationship that I had with GVA and how things were going to be different because now there's so much more that I'm able to do. So much more from a planning standpoint that I'm able to do.
Yep.
And I think that they really liked the fact that, one, that I was going independent, that I was trying to do all these things, but being able to articulate properly what GVA is and how they bring to the table, what they bring to the table, but also the story of how I came to find GVA.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't know that story that, my grandfather was a client of Alan Peters.
Correct.
And worked with Mike Martin.
Yep.
And so I interviewed and reached out to a couple of different firms. And then I remember I reached out to Mike and he said, you got to meet James.
Yeah.
And so you came to the office and everything. And then one of the main reasons that I said, outside of grandpa being a client there, that you said, if you want to build a brand, you can build it and you can build it your way. You know, if you want to be independent and you have ideas and things of that nature that you want to be able to do, you'll be able to do it your way. We're going to make sure that everything is straight from the compliance end. But, you know, we're going to be there to support you every step of the way. That was the main reason of why I chose GVA over all the other places that I had interviewed at the time.
Yeah.
And so what you guys do and what you guys have been able to do since 2018 has, I'm sure it's revolutionized my practice just from the support, but it's revolutionized everybody that's a part of our network.
Yeah. And it's great because, I mean, by far, Jervy Genesis Solutions is in growth mode, right? There's 100%. No doubt about it, right? Since the day you started being able to partner with you to see that, it's been great. And look, we do provide support and we do provide a lot of opportunities for you. But at the end of the day, you know, you and Michelle have done a great job of taking that firm and really saying, here's how I'm going to restructure things. I'm going to call James and ask some questions. I'm going to talk to the business strategy team at GVA.
Yeah.
I'm going to lean on them and lean on some of that technology, because if you were to look at your practice, if you're an advisor looking from the outside, right? And you said, you know, we talked about you with Charles Schwab. What are there some other tools? Like, what's the overall structure of Jervy Genesis Solutions from your setup that makes you so efficient? So what are you using really, and how do you operate day to day? And from a standpoint of, you know, that structure and that allowing that to fuel your growth, right? To fuel your growth and support your clients' needs.
I think the biggest tech partner that I have is Holistic Plan.
Real? Wow, I did. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I should have called on you when we were doing
this. I let James kind of handle that. I said, he's got it.
Okay.
But being able to strategize from a tax standpoint in a way that sometimes, even when I talk to CPAs, they're not even aware of some of the strategies that are even available. So I'll send them a report or a scenario. And because I've done this so often that I remember Cheryl sent me a note. She was like, hey, I see you doing a bunch of tax stuff. You got to make sure the CPAs are dotting the I's, crossing T's. Okay. So, and that was a good thing because I have like a boatload of relationships with CPAs now because I'm sending these reports. I'm saying, hey, I'm about to do A, B, and C. When I do this, check the bottom line. It looks like I'm going to be able to save this person $10,000 in taxes, this person $25,000 in taxes, this person $80,000 in taxes. Am I looking at this correctly? And every time they come back and they're like, dang, yeah, that's spot on.
That's how powerful that is.
So when I go through the process of bringing clients on and saying I can do some tax strategizing, I can manage your 401k, you can leave it there.
Yeah.
You know, I can put some different investment strategies in place, reduce your investment fees, and lo and behold, that should help increase your overall returns, allowing you to achieve your financial goals. It makes sense to people to say, you know what? I understand what you're doing, and I think that you're worth the fee.
Yep.
So in growth mode, I've added a bunch of different things in terms of client service. And I think that the clients understand that they're getting a lot from Michelle and I. And so we've gone through two phases, I want to say, where we've actually increased the fees to where now our minimum is $10,000.
Yep.
So if you want to come on board, whether, you know, if you're bringing on a portfolio, we'll charge that a percentage. But if it's under the $10,000, then they pay that out of pocket.
Yep.
And so it's a very easy, I don't want to say sell, but it's a very easy decision for a lot of people to make when you can say, okay, well, I'm going to charge you this, but I'm also saving you this much in taxes. It essentially pays for itself.
Absolutely. And I think that technology piece is good. And it's like the transparency around it too, is you're fully showing the client, here's the savings, here's what I'm going to do for you. Here's my cost as an advisor. Mm-hmm. And they're not even blinking it, right? Because it's you're providing so much value. We had talked about an opportunity that you have ahead of you here. Like, they're seeing that value and saying, you know what? This is what you're bringing to the table. You can help me with regards to my entire financial picture.
Yeah.
I trust that you're going to do the right thing. You're a fiduciary, right? Yep. You're a CFP, right? That's an important factor there. Mm-hmm. And to be able to have that game plan, that has got to be one of the most important pieces of growing a business, of clearly defining that and being transparent.
And I think that helps with the growth because that's where the referrals and stuff kind of.
Absolutely. Right. Because then that they're going to go and, you know, they're going to hang out at the country club or they're going to play chess. They're going to do whatever with somebody else and say, hey, have you met Paul Gerby yet? That's who I'm using. Right.
Yes.
It's kind of that chatter amongst and they're going to introduce you and say, I've been very happy with you. And that's huge. Right.
Yeah.
That's how you grow.
Time.
So in addition to Holista Plan, you also have Orion.
I use Orion heavily. I think I was probably one of the first guys to start using Orion.
Yeah.
And then also creating models and teaching. I literally taught myself how to use Eclipse.
Yep.
And built my own models and everything out. So I was managing all the client portfolios myself for basically the last 7 years. And so I'm looking at making a little bit of a transition here because the practice has grown to such a great, such a level. But so I have Orion, I use Pontera, I use Holista Plan, Salesforce. I actually have my own Salesforce instance, Financial Services Cloud. I'm trying to think, who else do we use? We use Precise FP, but we're getting ready to eliminate that because we've kind of built that into Salesforce.
See that onboarding experience for the client. And we're seeing that more and more. It's funny, that just came up. We're here, obviously, as I mentioned earlier in Charleston, we've had the conference earlier. So this is one of the side rooms that we're shooting this from for the audience to understand kind of the dynamic of what we have going on. But we were talking about this whole experience there and the greater, you know, with the greater population of the advisors. That's a pretty robust tech stack.
Yeah. Yeah. It covers what Genesis speaks to, which is Gerby Genesis Solutions is designed to create and provide financial solutions for every season of our client's life. So we have clients, like I have the grandkids, the kids, the nieces, the nephews. I have three generations in several households. So I have I've never been an advisor that focused on one profession. Do you and I click? Can we build a relationship? Are you motivated?
Yeah.
Are you not going to try to tell me how to do my job too?
Yeah.
You know, because that's a big one.
Totally.
I don't need anybody to give me a syllabus on how to be a financial advisor. It's like, I'm coming to take this off of your shoulders so that you can focus on what you do best and literally say, Okay.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about it because you know that every week you're going to get something from me. Every month you're going to get something from me. Every quarter and so on and so forth. So, man, it's the goal of Genesis is to provide, and it's biblical too, because I believe that there's a solution for every problem.
Yeah.
Right. So if there's a solution for every problem, if I don't know it, then I'm going to, and I'll tell you, but I'm going to find it. And then I'm going to give you that solution.
You're going to go and find that. So as we look to the future and as we look to kind of the next phase of growth for the firm.
Yeah.
For you personally, what you would like to achieve, what is that for Jervie Genesis Solutions? What is the, let's say the 3-year goal from today, if we look forward and we have another podcast in 3 years and we say, hey, remember that podcast we shot down in Charleston? What are we talking about?
So next year I will have officially hit the primary goal of Jervie Genesis being a 7-figure revenue firm.
Wow.
So very proud, you know, and excited about that. The next 3 years are going to be where I'm looking to help other financial advisors do exactly the same thing in terms of growing their practices. So for those guys that are just tired of doing everything themselves and they want, it's essentially, I'm kind of stealing a little bit of your thunder.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm looking at being a mini GBA.
Oh boy.
You know, so it's like I'm setting up the infrastructure to where all they have to do is plug in. And they can then have more time to focus on their clients and provide that value. So we'll give them the back office support. We'll give them the investment trading tools and the tech stack and all of those things. So my goal in 3 years is that I'd hope to have, you know, maybe 5 advisors.
Okay.
Or so, you know, if, you know, guys are looking to retire, I'll buy them out. Young guys that are running a practice that we can bring them on and really be able to help people store their finances in the best way possible. I don't want to spend all of my time just continuing to build, bringing up clients. I want to, you know, be able to disperse that because my kids are still young.
Yeah.
And I never want to be, one, I'm not greedy, but I never want to be in a position to where I have to say no because I've got so many meetings going on.
I got you. Yeah. And that's that's great, right? I mean, we have, you know, 1, 2-person, 3-person advisor offices all the way up to what you just described where the advisors will plug in and they're providing those services. And maybe they're saying, hey, we're going to provide you with the CRM, Alista Plan, all those services. Maybe we'll use asset management from GBA for some of the equity models now that we're multi-custodian. So however you want to build your business as we started this thing off is definitely the way to go. And if it's just coaching, if it's just talking about it, if it's like, what are you going to run into as a business owner?
Yeah.
That's where we want to be present.
Yep.
So Paul, this has been a great chat. You know, we've talked about a lot of information around Jervie Genesis Solutions, about your background, about growing the firm. So if you could leave the audience with a fun fact about yourself or just some interesting fact about Paul Jervie that they, you know, can take away from this or the firm, what would it be?
So I'll give you two. So I'll say for the firm, because I was actually talking to somebody about GBA and they said, well, are they going to be like, one of those companies is going to, you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. And I said, absolutely not.
Yep.
Because I think a lot of guys in the network and gals kind of coined me as the unicorn. you know what I mean? Because I'm an entrepreneur by nature. And so like I like doing things a certain way in a specific way.
Sure.
And GVA has allowed me to live out that dream. The personal thing is I am, and my wife kind of just joked with me about it the other day, but I'm a huge wrestling fan. Like WWF, WCW, all dude. Like I am the person that if you say wrestling's fake, I'm going to debate you.
Really?
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
So that sounds like we're gonna have to another podcast around if wrestling's real or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, dude.
And that's of all the years I've known you, I don't think I've actually knew that.
Yeah. I've got a belt and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I go to the shows, I've taken my wife, my kids, my mom, everybody. I go, bro.
Well, Paul, thank you for being part of the GBA Way today. Appreciate being part of the podcast. Yeah. And obviously, I look forward to hanging out the rest of the day in Charleston with you.
Same here, bro.
Yeah. Just thanks as always.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.